This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. Athletes from all around the world have gathered in London for the Summer Olympic Games. Their dedication and hard work are deservedly praised. At the same time, though, we should recognize the hard work of the people, mainly in developing countries, who have produced uniforms and equipment for the athletes, plus other game-related materials such as souvenirs. I talked to Anna McMullen, the campaign's coordinator from Labour Behind the Label. I asked Ms. McMullen about the findings of a recent report on the situation of the workers.
The report was called the Fair Games Report. It was produced as part of the International Play Fair campaign. It was written by the ITG-LWF, the International Textile Garment and Leather Workers Federation. It looked into some of the conditions in the factories that are supplying lots of the goods, and particularly sportswear and clothing for the games. And it investigated three different countries, so in China and in Sri Lanka and the Philippines. And across the board, it found that there were really big problems to do with poverty wages in the industry, where workers were kind of often earning only about 25% of what would be considered to be a living wage, so the right amount to be able to look after children as well as support a family with really basic needs. There were some quite shocking instances of that where in the Philippines workers were having to pawn their credit cards in order to be able to, with loan sharks, in order to be able to borrow enough to be able to get through the month, and other things like that. And then overtime was also found to be a big issue, where workers had to take extra overtime on most of their shifts because they were under threat of job losses, but also linked to wages, because the wages were so low they needed to have the overtime payments as top up in order to be able to survive. Also, we found that there was no credible union in any of the factories that we investigated. So there were 10 factories investigated in all, and then in none of them was there a union or a credible workers' right representation. And then we looked also into some of the living conditions and what was the sort of housing that workers are living in, and what issues they have to face on a daily basis. And in China, particularly, they were living in a lot of this factory-owned accommodation, where they only really had hot water for showers after 11 o'clock, and no electricity. So they had to hand their phones to management to get them charged if they wanted to use them. And a lot of other quite dehumanising things that were being delivered to them by their workplaces. So the report particularly was looking into Adidas, who are the main supplier of sportswear for the London Olympic Games, but also supplying from those same factories, which were shared between Adidas and some other brands. There were Nike and Pentland, who make Speedo, and Columbia Sportswear, and a number of other different brands too.
It seems that the issue of mistreatment of workers is raised every time there is an international sporting event. What has the labor movement learned during this current round of Olympic Games, which can help workers in developing countries in the future?
This report came out as part of the Playfair campaign, and in London, that campaign has been lobbying the LOCOG, the organisers of the London Games, to adopt better sourcing practices and to try and improve the way in which the Olympic brand is used, and make sure that doesn't have a negative effect on workers' rights. And as a result of that lobby, we've managed to achieve a number of different things to do with getting LOCOG to adopt an internationally a sourcing code which references internationally recognised human rights. Also to set up a complaints mechanism so that if violations are uncovered, that mechanism can be used by workers to say there's a problem, something needs to be done about it. And then more recently, we got them to agree to disclose some of their supply chain locations. So they issued a document with 70% of the addresses and the details of their suppliers, and to agree to train some of the workers in their rights. So as part of that package of things which we managed to get locals to agree to, this complaints mechanism has been quite a key opportunity, I guess, for the labour rights movement, because as a result of the research that we've done and this mechanism being set up, now some unions have come forward and they've issued complaints to this mechanism, and it's being mediated by an independent party between the brands and the labour movement. And Adidas are going to be meeting with workers in the Philippines and possibly in Sri Lanka and maybe in China over some months. So things have been able to be taken to the right places, and hopefully will be dealt with perhaps through some mediation.
So in your work during the run up to these games, did you face many problems?
There have been problems with some of there's issues with the work that's been done in London. We've managed to agree a lot of very important steps in Olympic procurement, but as it stands at the moment, none of those steps are going to be taken forward to the next Games. The International Olympic Committee refused to take on responsibility for workers' rights. And so it's up to each separate Games organisers to start again from square one with any of the rights protections and the sourcing requirements that they issue. So although we've managed to get the London Games to agree to do certain things, there's no guarantee that any of that is going to be taken forward to Rio. And so it's things like this complaints mechanism where steps were taken forward, and which was a useful tool in protecting workers' rights and raising concerns, that isn't necessarily going to be taken on to Rio. So what needs to happen now is that the International Olympic Committee need to recognise that human rights is something which is their duty to protect and to stand up for, and they need to kind of agree to take forward those concerns.